Oh, glad to be with you. Hello, Missouri.
Well, tell us a little bit about who you've seen this week, who is representing Missouri in Chicago.
The delegates that are here, I mean, there's tons of them. I've talked to delegates from all over the state. Of course, the chairman, Russ Carnahan, and, a couple of the members of Congress. But what's interesting about being here is who's talking to those delegates, who they're hearing from, and who they're seeing, and who they're getting energized by. So it's a busy, busy week here in Chicago, I'll tell you.
I'll bet. What's the chatter in terms of discussion topics? What are Missouri delegates' issues right now? What are they discussing?
Well, Missouri delegates, really, there's an urgency right now. There's an urgency across all of the delegates. What happens when you put delegates from all these states together, shoulder to shoulder, night after night? They begin to, they begin to all share some of the same speeches, some of the same thoughts. This is really a huge pep rally, right? So for Missouri, they feel like they're in a rebuilding phase. They feel like that they need to figure out a way to bring this energy that's here in Chicago. And it is a palpable energy. How do they bring it home to Missouri, especially in, say, the rural areas, And it's a lot of policy talk, a lot more policy rather than personality. So they're touting, the infrastructure bill and things like that. But what they're doing is, trying to reach out more to black male voters. This is a very strong women's leader, a women-led convention. But I think what they're trying to do is figure out how to rebuild. What a party spokesman said, it's not too long ago that there were Democratic leaders in the state, and they feel like they can get back there.
Is there some thought that Crystal Quaid could gain some momentum from a Kamala Harris candidacy?
It's not been so much to talk about Crystal Quaid. The talk they're having is Lucas Kuntz. Everyone that I've talked to, even on the national level, believes that Josh Hawley is vulnerable. So that's really the talk I'm hearing. Of course, they're playing up Crystal Quaid, but that's really the talk that we're hearing, is that somewhere on the Senate level that there is a weakness. But they do feel like that a rising tide is going to lift some ships. I talked to Claire McCaskill yesterday. She feels like they could gain even 7 percentage points in votes and make a huge difference in what's happening in Missouri.
If I may stay on that for a moment, what are the vulnerabilities of Hawley, and what is kind of swaying Kuntz right now, aside from what you just mentioned?
That's really his messaging and his complete, he's just been at this for 2 years. And what he's been doing is his messaging. His messaging is pretty strong. And, in a big personality-driven campaign, he's had, John Goodman do his most recent ad. And what I hear across some of the delegates across the state is your Josh Hawley is not too popular across the U.S. So they're looking at him as unpopular. What has he done to do that? Maybe some of the statements he's made, maybe some of the the nationalist, the Christian nationalist thing, of course, doesn't play really well in a place that's a Democratic National Convention.
We're speaking with Ashley Byrd, Director of News Services for Learfield and Missouri Net. What are the Missouri delegates saying about the shift from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris?
Oh, boy, they are. That's been a question I've asked a lot of them, and they've been very energized. We talked about what would it be. I've covered conventions since 2000, except for COVID, of course, which we all covered remotely. But we were talking about how different a climate, different an atmosphere it would have been if it was the Biden convention. And I, very telling statement, a delegate from Joplin told me that she and her friends are no longer ashamed to put yard signs up. They are out there. They said they've seen recruitment numbers to skyrocket, that people are calling them even here for signs and things to put up, and that they're feeling loud and proud. You could sense that there was just this resignation, this frustration. And this turnaround has been very interesting. I covered Obama's conventions and the RNCs. Obama is like hopeful and upbeat. This one has almost an urgency and an energy that I haven't seen in decades. But that was part of it, that they feel like we were talking about, yesterday, Obama was there. They have three living presidents, three living Democratic presidents who are speaking at this convention. So they feel like it's not untenable to have a Democrat in the White House. It's not rare because they have these presidents who they're talking to. But you can tell that they're definitely feeling emboldened, I guess is the word I would use.
Before we go, Ashley, this is Ashley Byrd, Director of News Services for Learfield and Missouri Net. Unlike a convention you've seen in quite a while, paint a picture for us of what the mornings are like. Hotel lobbies packed. I mean, that was a pretty late night everybody experienced. They're up and at them, huh?
We haven't had much sleep. The press, the delegates, and it was so packed last night. I was on the floor. I get on the floor and couldn't move. I mean, during the Obama speeches, you just could not. You were shoulder to shoulder with national press, and you just could not move. The hotels are packed and loud. These folks ain't sleeping. So it's definitely going to be, by the time they hit Thursday, however they're getting home, they're going to be sleeping. But it's definitely loud. What you're seeing on TV is not conjured. It's pretty darn loud. But the delegates themselves are exhausted but bleary-eyed, and I think that they're really feeling happy. I mean, I think that's kind of how I would. I see a delegate right now from Joplin, and she's been up all night, and she looks great. So I don't know. We had access to the delegates here. We didn't have that kind of access with the RNC. That was what was frustrating. We couldn't communicate with them. We were locked out. Couldn't have their names. So the access to them kind of paints a different picture for me, too. So it, you know, it makes a difference when you can actually talk to the delegates.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for your coverage, and thanks for coming on with us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
That is Ashley Byrd with Learfield and Missouri Net joining us on KMOX.